For the past 2 years, residents of a small village in Kazakhstan are suffering from a mysterious and quite serious affliction. It's been dubbed the sleeping sickness, and it is just that. Out of the blue, residents of Kalachi fall into a deep slumber, sometimes lasting for days. And when they come to, they often suffer from headaches, dizziness, and memory loss. Health experts have conducted numerous tests on the surrounding air and soil, but so far they're at a loss to explain the phenomenon. The mayor of Kalachi has been encouraging people to move out of the village for good.
It looks quite strange, as a matter of fact, because it's a very remote area which is very barren. Rising out of this area, there is a small abandoned town. And right next to this mostly abandoned town, there's a small village which is the place where the sleeping sickness, as it's been dubbed, has struck. And that's a very tidy, neat and tidy, quite picturesque, in fact, Kazakh village. And that's where the victims live.
Has any connection been made between these blackouts, in effect, long-term blackouts that people are suffering, and some kind of radioactive poisoning?
The connection has been made, but in no way proven. The scientists are completely baffled by the cause of it. Scientists have detected some elevated levels of radiation in the area, but they do say that they are not above permissible levels. And there are other questions that are raised. If it's the radiation causing the affliction, why is it that miners who used to mine the mine in Soviet times were not affected? And why is it that it's about 20 years now since the mine was abandoned, and only all of a sudden people are being struck by this sickness in the last 2 years?
And what's been happening to people?
They simply black out in the most extreme forms of the sickness. They black out for several days, and they simply just don't come to. They're suffering all kinds of effects, such as dizziness, memory loss, and the most visible effect that we can see is that people simply fall asleep. For example, one victim who I spoke to was riding his motorcycle, and he simply blacked out and came to several days later in hospital with no memory of what had happened. And in fact, this was the second time this had happened to him, and this has affected around 120 people in the village, some of them more than once, and that's about a quarter of the population as it stands at the moment.
And the man who fell off his motorbike had his wife on the pillion as well.